the lamp for my path today and the light for my tomorrow. Therefore, I open my heart willingly to learn from Christ so that I can become a reflection of Christ's possibilities in a world of impossibilities, free from offenses and manipulations of demonic forces, so that whatever is possible with God will not be impossible for me. I receive strength to live according to the truth of God's word. God's standard is my standard. I live a higher life, guided by and rooted in the word of God. In Jesus' name. Father, as we go to word today, I receive utterance to speak the way I ought to speak. And you will give your people understanding. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Please be seated. Glory to Jesus. And I narrow it down to understanding something. What's that? Understanding your land. Thank you very much for following. So we are still going in that direction. And today is our family and relationship Sunday. So I'm narrowing it down because if indeed there is harvest, then there is a land of the harvest. Are you getting it? So we are laying more emphasis on this today. And we'll be talking in terms of leadership. Leadership at home. Leadership in marriage. Leadership in the family. That is the direction we are going. And while the worship was on, I keep hearing the hack, the hack, the hack. Keep hearing, up here. And you remember that God wanted to bring judgment upon the days of in the days of Noah. He spoke to Noah, Genesis chapter 6. And then he told Noah, you are the one that I found righteous and faithful in this generation. And God gave him an instruction, build the ark. And God told him, you are coming into the ark. You are coming in with your family. You remember the story. So when God saved a man, he intended to save his family along. When God called the man, God's intention is also to call his family along. And whatever God is doing through your hand today, God's intention about it is that, you see, the success and the succession of that which God has started with you to be, you know, with your children, with your children and children. Whatever you might think that it is because I feel in carrying something along. So that is the direction we are looking at today. Probably I'm going to target authentic leadership. Authentic leadership. So let's just narrow it down. Because what you know, let me put it this way. Leadership is among the reasons for the existence of marriage and family life. Leadership is one major reason for marriage and for life. God is leading a man. Now, he now wants that man to lead his own family too. So that is what family life, marriage, that's one key reason for it. So therefore, we are all product of family. Is that true? We are all product of family. And whatever value we have formed today, whatever attitude, whatever character, whatever behavior we have formed today, we actually learn it somewhere. Whether you like it or not, whether you know or you don't know. And so therefore, if there is any negative attitude you have picked from your parents or somewhere, you better tell yourself, now I am an adult. Now this cannot take me to where God is taking me to. And so therefore, I must become better. Praise God. Are we together, please? Now you remember scripture says, train up a child in the way it should go. Is that right? Is that in your Bible? And when a child is old, he will not depart from it. So, as a parent, so I'm going to talk to parents, I'm going to talk to, you know, almost everybody the word of God is going to reach out today. And thereafter, I'm going to minister the word of God unto us as he has given to me. Listen, this week, God is going to lead you to your rest. Come on, say louder, amen. He will lead you to your rest. I also heard before coming here, good speed. Somebody you will enjoy and gain good speed this week. In the mighty name of Jesus. So take note. I will be ministering to us after the word of the Lord. How is it here? A leader is someone who knows the way and lead others the way. That's a leader. Now, has he been there physically? No, he has not been there physically. But he has been there by a vision, in a vision, by a revelation. The rain has not started yet. Noah believed the Lord. Rain is coming. God said I should build the ark. So he built the ark. Even though he has not seen the rain, but he has been there. And therefore, he's leading his family. He's keeping his family. He's instructing his family. He's directing his family. Everybody, let's go. This is the direction. This is the way out. This is how to escape the danger that is coming. That's a leader. And I want to beg you, if you have not learned leadership, don't start a home. If you have not learned leadership, please, don't start homemaking. Homemaking is about leadership. It's about building lives. That is what homemaking is about. It's all about. It's not about the work. Have you noticed that the houses we built, and we say, my children, it's for my children, it's for me and my family. Eventually, those children grew up and they leave you and your house. And eventually, when the parent die, you say, okay, I have willed this house for my son, for my beloved son. I've willed this house for my children. And then the children look at the house and say, no, come on, daddy, thank you. I appreciate you. The Lord bless you. But then I'm not living in this part of the world. So I don't need the house. Praise God. Go to a major part of Ibadan metropolis where, you know, big mansions, big houses used to be, you know, I think they are still there. But many of those houses today are empty. I'm talking about the old bodegas. You see, big houses, empty today. Nobody's living there. Mansion, nobody's living there. The owners, the original owners are gone. But their children, they are somewhere doing far much more better. And the best thing they can actually do to those houses is to sell them. They don't need them anymore. So while you are trying to build, you know, roof houses for yourself, for your family, for your necessary comfort, please take more responsibility in building your children. And you have to be deliberate about it. And except you are a leader, except you understand what leadership is about as a parent, you can't do that successfully. So while we look at the life of Noah as a man who knows the way, even though he has not been there, but by understanding, say with me, understanding. So that's where we are talking about principle of understanding. What makes a leader to be a leader is his understanding, what he knows and he can provide. That's a leader. It's your understanding that makes you a leader. It's not age that makes you a leader. Are you with me? Now, position can make somebody a leader, but your understanding will make you a true leader. People can get to position and say, okay, he's our leader.
and you want to do everything, force everything to become a leader. You remember what is happening now at Lagos House of Assembly. Do you understand leadership in all of that, in all of those scenarios? Do you understand that even the restatement of the so-called outside leader now, you know, is political. It's very, very obvious. The former speaker that is resigning is saying, okay, I have to bow to the rule of our party. Except for that, out of almost 40, what do you call them? The members of the house. Almost 34, 36 is saying, no, we are done with you. Did you get that? Almost 36 or 34. They are saying, we are done with you. So, people can get to a position of leadership, but it takes understanding of leadership to become a true leader. In other words, you lead by influence. You don't lead by force. And you will agree with me that many of us, we grew up under leadership by force. Is that true? Hello, is that true? Not leadership by influence. And many parents are, because they cannot balance leadership by force from leadership by influence, today they are saying, let the child just have their way. We don't want to, you know, we don't want it the way our parents force us and control us. And are you getting me? And they're saying, okay, let the children just have their way. No. You just have to balance it. There is a balancing between leadership by influence and leadership by control. The balance is understanding. And that is what we are looking at today. So even when you are single, you are not yet married, you can start preparing for your future. Are we together, please? So let's look at another man, Elimelech. In the book of Ruth, chapter 1, there was a crisis in the land of Israel. And because this man wanted to provide a comfort, please take note, a comfort for his family. Every father, true father, true mother, want to provide comfort for their family. But any comfort outside the will of God will lead your family into discomfort. A great one. So he led his family out of the land of Israel for comfort. But you know the end of that story. He lost his life. He was the one who first lost his life. Then his two sons later, his wife went back to the same land they left, empty. Empty. Please, as a man, lead your family in the will of the Lord, in the way of the Lord. And there is a way to get that done. We are going to get there now. As a woman, God has placed you as the helpmeet of your husband. Don't watch him ruin everything. Don't watch him just do everything the way it seems right to him. Know your husband so well to the point that you know when to talk to him. Pray for your husband as a good wife. Don't just leave him. If you say "Onlo mo leni," and you are watching him, toba do la gbogbo yin lejo ma mo. And you see, if those who are looking for escape route through the quick way of divorce today can actually count the cost, you will cool down. honestly, you will cool down. Because parents, they are like two wings of an aeroplane. So why the two of you are standing as a father and as a mother? You are carrying your children inside and you are taking them higher. You see, that is why when parents get it right, listen, where they stop is actually where the greatness of their children begins from. Go and check it. Where Abraham stopped, that was where Isaac begins. So let me get to Abraham. As a man who led his family in the way of the Lord. And you see, in the course of Abraham leading his family, he didn't just lead his family. He began by leading himself. Now, led Isaac. Now, while he was leading as Isaac, along the line, he was leading Jacob. Did you get that? Because eventually, God will have to visit Jacob with that same mandate he gave to Abraham. And in fact, when God was introducing himself to Jacob, he said, "I am the Lord God of your father Abraham." I think that's in Genesis 23 or something. He said, "I'm the God of your father Abraham. The land where you are now, I'm going to give it to you." He didn't say, "I'm the Lord God of your father Isaac." He said, "Your father Abraham." Because Abraham has successfully, you know, led Isaac. And in a way, he has, in the course of that, led Jacob. Until today, Abraham is still the one leading the entire Jews. Glory to Jesus. Today we have a nation of the Jews. Because one man allowed God to lead them. And in the course of that, his wife Sarah was there standing by him. Even when he was afraid and he was saying, "Please, when we get to the land where we are going," and they say, "Are you my wife? Please agree with me to say you are my sister." You know, you are too beautiful. You are too beautiful to behold. I hope a man here, you are learning to appreciate your wife. Glory to Jesus. And you know what? In the course of all of that, Abraham was doing something right. Now, let's go to Genesis chapter 12. Genesis chapter 12. Look at what happened in the life of Abraham. "Now the Lord said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country, from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show you. And I will make of thee a great nation. I will bless you. I will make thy name great. Thou shalt be a blessing. I will bless them that bless you, curse him and curse him that curse thee. And in thee shall all families." Did you see family in your Bible? Hello, did you see family in your Bible? So God is a God who is interested in family. He's interested in your marriage and he's interested in what happened in your family. He's a God of family. "Indeed shall all the families of the heart be blessed." So what did Abraham do? "And so Abraham departed." How? "According to the word of the Lord." Verse 5. "He took Sarah, his wife, with him." I encourage every man here. Whatever you are doing, whatever God is leading you to do, even in your business, please don't hide anything from your wife. If you do, it will be to your losses. You know, when people are trying to hide something, they are thinking that it is good. They think it is good. But you must be careful. Not with your wife. If you think you will be hiding something from your wife, or from your husband, then it is better
Hallelujah. All right.
So let me break down the teaching to two. Let me first talk on parental leadership responsibility. Parental leadership responsibility, and then I will turn the other part. Because if parents have done their own part, children also have their part. So we also look at children's fellowship responsibility. Otherwise, the obedience of children to their leadership, and to the leadership of their parents. So firstly, let's look at parent responsibility as leaders. Number one, such a parent, a father, a mother, must first have a relationship with God. That is the first requirement. If you want to be a correct leader as a father, a mother, then you must be led by God. You must be led by God. As a single, learn this now. Learn this now. You must be led by God. So it is that same God that will lead you to your marriage. So when you enjoy God's leading as a parent, then you will be a good leader. You will have a good sense of judgment. You will know how to lead your children into the perfect will of God for them. Listen, in those days, as we have seen in the days of Abraham, the days of Isaac, it was the parents. It was part of the responsibility of parents to choose for their wives, spouses for their children. But today we don't want to force anything on ourselves, right? But I tell you, good parents still know their roles. Are you following the line? Are you following my thought line? It was Abraham who took it upon himself to choose wife for Isaac. When it was time for Jacob to marry, he was told, "This is where you should go." It's part of parental leadership. By influence, not by force. Please take note of that. By influence. By influence, not by force. So you are a parent who have a relationship with God, that God is leading. Now look at the way Hannah has influenced the purpose of God in the life of Samuel. Because she knew, she said, "This child, I ask him from the Lord, that once God gave him to me, I will give him back to God." So he didn't allow that boy to grow out of the will of God. Are we still together, please? She, in agreement with her husband, what child should be. Please, as a parent, okay, let me go to the next point. Number two, as a parent, who want to provide that correct parental leadership, you must be led. I mean, you must lead yourself. Lead yourself. Lead yourself. Lead yourself. Let me quickly mention how to lead yourself as a parent. By self-discipline. by walking the talking. Let your action match your words. Don't just be full of words and your action is not corresponding to your words. Be a role model. I'm telling you how to lead yourself as a parent. Be a role model. Be transparent. Communicate your decisions very clearly. If you are leading yourself, then you are also a continuous learner as a parent. You keep learning. You keep learning. As a parent of the IT generation, you too, you must know what is going on online. Do you understand? Personally, you must grow. Spiritually, you must grow. Professionally, don't remain the same. Be vast in the word of God. You can't give what you don't have. Be a continuous learner. So these are the way to lead yourself. If you find it difficult to lead yourself, how will you lead others? And let me emphasize self-discipline. As a parent, you don't want your children to do certain things, you don't do it. Even though that thing is good for you, you think it's good for you, and you know it's not good for them seeing it, then you don't do it. Then be transparent as a leader. As a parent who knows he's a leader. For every decision you are making, communicate it and let it be very clear why you are doing what you are doing. Whenever I want to discipline my children, I tell them the reason why they deserve the punishment. So we will agree why daddy should not beat you. And if at that point they find mercy, you know, there are days of mercy. Praise God. And they say, I will not do that again. Okay, agreed. You are not going to do it again. The day you do it again, what should happen? Okay, you beat me. How many? So we agree that day. So the day such an attitude or a behavior occur, then did you remember? Say yes. So today, do you think that he should not beat you? Then the child has said no. Oh, today I have crossed the boundary. And once I said, or we have agreed, how many strokes? Three. Let three be three. Let five be five. So that doing that, you are already, you know, disciplining the child. You are communicating right attitude to the child. Praise God. Let's move to the next point. As a parent, who is providing leadership? You must be responsive. Be responsive. Don't be reactionary. Be responsive. And I'm going to talk about four or three points there. Your responsiveness makes you a responsible parent. It is your responsiveness to what happened in the life of your child or your children that makes you a responsible parent and a great leader. You are leading already that child to great harvest. So how do you do that? Always check your emotion as a parent. That's my number one point there. If you want to be responsive, always check your emotions. Whenever you are overwhelmed, take a moment to calm down. So that you don't say you want to discipline the child and then child landed in hospital. Something has gone wrong. Do you understand? Something has... How will you say you are disciplining your child and then that child landed in hospital? The beating make that child to land in hospital. That means you didn't check your emotion. Check your emotion. Take a moment to calm down before interacting with your child. Otherwise, you will become reactionary. And the purpose you are trying to fulfill will be defeated. Next point. So before I go to the next point, so you must know that you are an adult. So as an adult, you must maintain a calm demeanor, even when you are faced with whatever challenge. Next point. Respond to the need of your child in a way that is appropriate and consistent with the age of that child. I repeat. Respond to the need of your child in a way that is appropriate, in a way that is consistent with the age of that child, with the developmental growth of that child. There is a way to discipline a baby, probably age 2, from that of age 5, from that of age 8, from that of age 12. And once your child is a teenager, now 14, now 16, by that time you should have withdrawn rod. Because if you are beating a 16, 20 year old boy as a parent, you are beating yourself. Can somebody attest to that now? You are beating a child of 20 year old. The child is as tall as you. As you are raising the child, raising the cane, the child is also doing defense. And inside the boy is saying, "Daddy, it's because you are my daddy. This one, you are beating me. This one. So there is an appropriate age for rod. And there is a time for word. Did you get it too? There is an appropriate age for rod. There is an appropriate age for word. Now, for example, the child is now age 30, is now married or not married, but is misbehaving. Will you call that child to the room and then you start beating that child? Age 30. Now he's married. And he's misbehaving. Maybe it was his wife who has come and report, or somebody come to report. Will you beat him? You can't beat him. What do you use? Word. And that word will work if you have been applying it appropriately initially. Let's move to the next point. Now, when you want to respond to the need of your child, you must understand the underlying meaning behind that child's action. There is always an underlying factor. Babies cannot explain themselves. It's crying and crying and crying. Can you take your time to understand the underlying factor or meaning behind that child's action? So that you don't just react to the surface behavior that you are seeing. You find that your child is making a particular wrong statement. Now, you have never made that statement. Can you find out the origin of that statement? Can you sit that child down and tell that child the meaning before you start beating bad balls and the child does not understand why you are beating him or her, because from where he has picked that language from, everybody is speaking it, is normal. Probably in the school, probably in the neighborhood. Can you discover the underlying meaning behind the child action first, so that you can deal with the problem from the root? Did we get it? Does that make sense to you? The next point. If you'll be a responsive parent, or let me say, as you become a responsive parent, you will help your child to feel safe, to feel secured, to feel loved. When you are a responsive parent, I'm praying God will give you understanding of what you are hearing today. You see, there are children who have lost self-defense, I mean self, how will I put it now? Self-identity. They've lost it to the backbones of the parents beating. Because nobody is communicating right, you know, to the child. So when you are a responsive parent, you help your child to grow in love, to feel safe, to feel loved, which is crucial to the emotional and the social development of that child. Very crucial. Many of us, our parents, we are so shy. Because while you are growing up, in those days, we can't stand our parents talking. Do I have witnesses in the house? You can't talk. Talk what? You can't talk. Whatever, you don't have explanation for anything. Everything is like Barak. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Everything is like Barak. And it has caused emotional damage to many of us today. Don't do the same to your child or to your children. Be a responsive parent. You are leading them to what God will want them to be that way. So that they grow well emotionally and socially. And that way, you are helping that child how to manage his own emotions. Because, you see, once you, as a parent, you can manage your emotion, and under your own emotional management, you are raising your child, you are providing the leadership, then that child will also grow to have emotional balance. So don't just control them. Don't make your home a barrack. Don't shout on your spouse. Don't shout on your wife. Wife, don't call your husband names. Don't murmur at him. Your children will pick it. I tell you. Quickly, they will pick it. Let's go to CFR. Children's fellowship or obedience responsibility to their parents. Let's see Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6. Are you getting something today? I'm asking you, is something being added to you today? Ephesians chapter 6. I will read from verse 1 to verse 4. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment, with
promise. You know the promise. It shall be well with you. Verse 30 says, that it shall be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the heart. So this is what happened to our parents. To our children. When we can provide the necessary leadership they needed, we will help them to learn honor. They will learn obedience. They will learn honor. Honor of God. Honor of us and their parents. And then they will obtain the promise. It shall be well with them. Did you get it? It is your children are tabula rasa. It is the parent's responsibility to teach them all these things. Whatever a child becomes, somebody taught him, directly or indirectly. And today, we have, things are changing dramatically. Today, social media is teaching the children more than the home is teaching them. You must be careful that as a parent, social media is not teaching your children. Teach them. Don't expose them. Don't expose your children. Everything on social media, for what? You don't need it. Don't put all your life on social media. I beg you. God has blessed you with a baby. Don't be quick to expose that child. Preserve that child. You are doing your party or whatever. All your family member, everybody is on social media. You know, like one story I had one day, a lady got married. I think I read it, on a post. A lady got married. And then, few days after the wedding, the thief came. And then the thief said, "We have not come to harm you. Just cooperate with us." And then they begin to ask her, so item, go and bring it. She went to bring it. So item, go and bring it. So item, go and bring it. So item. They were mentioning the items. And then after they were done, they asked for coffee. They know she loved coffee. She always have coffee at home. Brought the coffee. And then they said, "Thank you very much for cooperating with us. We are leaving." And then the lady said, "Wow. Thank you for not hurting me. But how come you know everything that I have?" They said, "Well, they're your social media friends. We follow you online." So they followed. Bring them up in the nurture, in the leadership, and then in the admonition of the Lord. Until they know you, they can't know your God. If they will know your God, they will know you first. They will know you first. And now to all our children, listen. And to every one of us who has children. Finally, let's look at the life of Samson. Judges chapter 13. As we close. Judges chapter 13. Before the birth of Samson, the angel came and gave instruction how his life will be and how he should be raised. And parents, if you will go before the Lord, God will indeed show you and tell you his intention for your children. His intention for your children. I was asking a relative of my wife, maybe sometimes last year or this year, I said, "This your son. What is he going to become? What do you see? He said, "They never
think of that now, that they just want the children to just keep growing and work together. But twice now, I've seen a revelation concerning that book. I've seen a revelation. And I'm praying God will show to the parents as early as possible. Listen, it is part of parent responsibility. Do you notice that the same well Abraham dig, Isaac followed the trend? Although he was wise enough not to dig his father's well. Did you get it? He dig it, he find trouble. So he left his father's well. He went to dig his own. But that's already a direction, a leadership from the father. It is our responsibility. Don't just send them to school. I'm telling you the truth. It is not school that we teach your children. Try this. You can decide to homeschool your children and they will still be great. They will still be great. Don't allow society, don't throw your children to the society to raise for you. So God will speak to the parent ahead what that child will be. God spoke to Mary what Jesus will become. God spoke to Joseph what Jesus will become. The angel was sent by God to Manoah and his wife what Samson will become. Look at Judges chapter 13 verse 12. And Manoah said to the angel, now let thy word come to pass. How shall we order the child? How shall we order the child? How shall we provide leadership for the child? And how shall we do unto him? And the angel said unto Manoah, of all that I have said unto the woman, the mother of the child, let her beware. She may eat. She may not eat of anything that comes, nor eat any unclean thing. All that I commanded her, let her observe. End of story. Did you see that? Don't just say, okay, when that child get to, you know, university, when it is time to fill jam form. Come on. Let me tap to your neighbor. Say, wake up. Tell another neighbor. Say, wake up. Until the time your child is feeling jam form, that is when you will know the cause. No. From now. I think something happened. Was it Thursday now? Somebody got to the school. One of us got to the school. And then find, you know, our daughter was putting on a, what do you call it? Gele. Tied it herself. Very beautiful. And then, not too long, I came in and I said, wow, who put this on you? He said, myself. I said, oh, great. Now, that's not new to me. You know, she has tied so many styles. The one of 1973, she knows how to tie it. The one of, you know, so many. You know? And I look at the whole thing. So I told the wife, I said, I think it was Tato Bill saw the thing. So I said, has she sent the photo, the picture to you? I said, yes. That is beautiful. And I said, well, I've always known her to have her intelligence at hand. Did you get that? As a parent, you must know where the intelligence of your child is. So that you don't start troubling yourself and troubling that child. Oh, don't you, your oh, regbe, oh, regbe, oh, raburu, eh. Oh, red boy, oh, did you get it? Oftentimes, children don't have a problem. It is lack of eyes to see of the parent that put the child in under unnecessary pressure. Are you learning something today? Find out where the intelligence of your child is. Pray over them, secure them, guide them, lead them. Teach them the way of the Lord. This is how to provide the leadership. So finally, in chapter 14, book of Judges, now Samson grew up. Went down to Timnah, I'm reading verse 1, and saw a woman in Timnah of the daughter of Philistine, and came up and told his father and mother, and said, I've seen a woman in Timnah of the daughter of Philistine. Now therefore, get her for me for a wife, and Then his father and mother said unto him, is there never a woman among the daughters of thy brethren and among all thy people that thou goest to take a wife of your circumcised Philistine? And Samson said to his father, get her for me, she pleased me well. And that was the beginning of his going down. Your children will not go down. I say, none of our children will go down. They will be taught of the Lord. Great will be their peace. I say, great will be their peace. I say, great will be the peace of all our children. Please stand to your feet. Have you learned something today? It is the parent's responsibility to lead their children. You provide the leadership. Be responsive, not reactionary. Lead yourself as a parent. As a parent, if you are going to lead that child, your children correctly, you must have a relationship with God. You must be led by God first. And as children, as followers, please be obedient. You have not been to this way before, therefore be obedient. Be obedient. Be obedient. And then you will get into the harvest that God has prepared for you. And I encourage all of us who are still single, please have a relationship with God. Have a relationship with God. Begin to lead yourself now so that God can look down from heaven and can say, yes, you are getting things right. Now you are qualified to start your own home. Can we all give thanks to the Lord for his word unto us today? Give him thanks. Give him thanks. Give him thanks. Give him glory. Give him honor. Give him adoration. Lord, we thank you. 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 Can you begin to declare? Everybody, we are now, we are praying. Can we begin to declare that, Father, by your word, healing is my home. Healing, 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 healing. That is what I'm hearing now. By your word, I've heard. I receive healing. 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 I receive healings. Can you pray healing for yourself, healing for your spouse, healing for your children? Healings in the name of Jesus. Healings, 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 healings. Father, by your word of heart, heal me. Heal me. Heal me. Heal me. Heal me. Heal me of my wounds. Whatever wound in my heart, Father, let there be healing now. Healing, 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 healing. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I receive healing by your word that I've received. I receive healing. I receive healing. I receive healing. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. As a parent, can you pray for yourself that today God is going to help you? From today onward, you will surrender to the leadership of the Lord Jesus Christ. That Jesus will become your teacher. And then you can become a good leader to your children. A good leader to go ahead and pray in the name of Jesus. Say, I surrender to the lordship of my Lord Jesus. To his leadership. I will be taught of the Lord. So that I will be able to teach my children. If you are not praying now, you are not doing the right thing. If you are not praying now, you are not doing the right thing. After hearing the word, then you pray. Pray over your soul. That, Father, I will be a doer of your word. I will provide leadership at home. As I surrender to your leadership, as I surrender to your leadership, Lord, I receive strength to lead my children, to lead my home, to lead my wife and my children, to be a good helpmeet unto my husband. In the name of Jesus, that I will not open my eyes and my husband is leading the family astray.
In the name of Jesus, you will help my family. You will help our family. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.